KORN News Radio Sports for Wednesday, February 25th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Class AA boys basketball from last night. Number two, Huron. They would hold off O'Gorman 61-57. Huron improves to 15-4 on the season, currently third in AA boys seed points with one game to go. Number three, Roosevelt ended a two-game losing streak. Roosevelt won at Aberdeen last night, 79-53. The Rough Riders also 15-4, currently the number two seed. Washington defeated number five, T, 66-58. Jefferson, they would roll over Pier, 66-47. And the Yankton boys would blow out Brookings, 64-28. Double A girls last night, and number two, O'Gorman, they beat Huron at the Huron Arena, 59-36. O'Gorman girls, they have won 18 games in a row. Number three, Washington, they keep pace with a 65-39 win over T area. Washington, they're 15-3, currently in that number three spot for AA girls. Roosevelt with a big upset last night. The Rough Riders would defeat number five, Aberdeen Central, 46-45. Jefferson beat Pier, 63-31, and the Yankton girls with a 56-24 victory over Brookings. Jack Hughes' overtime gold medal goal on Sunday for Team USA drew massive TV numbers. The U.S.'s 2-1 Olympic men's hockey win over Canada averaged 18.6 million live viewers on NBC and Peacock. With encore broadcast included, the audience climbed to over 20 million. At the moment that Hughes scored the goal, the North American audience reached nearly 35 million viewers. It's the most watched U.S. sporting event ever to start before 9 a.m. Eastern in the morning. It also stands as NBC's second most watched hockey game on record. Overall, this year's Winter Olympics averaged 23.5 million U.S. viewers per night, the highest for the Winter Games in 12 years. The Atlanta Falcons have informed quarterback Kirk Cousins that they plan to release the 14-year veteran when free agency opens here coming up next month. Cousins spent just 2 years with the Falcons, started 22 of a potential 34 games. He did sign a $180 million contract before Atlanta drafted Michael Penix Jr. with the 8th overall pick in 2024. Cousins, now 37 years old, been with Washington, Minnesota, and Atlanta. We'll see if there's a reunion for Kirk Cousins to be a backup with the Minnesota Vikings. There appears to be conflicting information about communication between the Arizona Cardinals and their quarterback, Kyler Murray. Arizona general manager Monty Ossenfort said this week that he has spoken to Murray about last season and the team's future. However, a source has told ESPN that the two sides have not talked since the season ended. Murray played just 5 games this year for Arizona before a foot injury landed him on injured reserve, and now questions remain about Murray's long-term future in Arizona. The Cardinals must soon decide his fate for 2026. If he remains on the roster into the new league year, he would be owed a $19.5 million guaranteed bonus for 2027. College basketball last night, Duke back at number one, and they would beat Notre Dame last night, 100-56. Number two, Arizona held off Baylor, 87-80, and third-ranked Michigan would beat the Gophers by 10, 77-67. Also, number four, Iowa State with a 75-59 victory versus Utah. Plus, 21st-ranked Miami of Ohio stays undefeated. They beat Eastern Michigan, 74-64. Miami, they improved to 28-0, still the only undefeated team left in Division I men's college basketball. And the Minnesota Timberwolves would pick up a 124-121 win last night over Portland. Anthony Edwards with 34 points. The Wolves were 17 of 35 from three. They face the Clippers in Los Angeles tomorrow night.